Hey, I had a really great time. I would love to do that again. So, give me a call back. You never did call me to let me know you got in safely. So, I was just checking on you. All right, call me back. Okay, I'm very confused. We went out, we had a good time. At least I thought we had a good time, and now you dodging me. You're not answering my calls. That's real crazy to me. Call me back. Call me back. Call me back. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Save the Date podcast. This is the healthy dating preservation podcast for millennials and anyone who might need it. As usual, we're your hosts, Imani
And Candace.
Hello, guys. We're back, and this is our last episode of the year and
Of
of the
the
decade. Decade, decade.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I was wowing you and your sound effects, but that's
Oh.
also, it is also very crazy. I've lived through 2 decades now. Wow. Three.
I've been
It's
in
three
three.
for you.
Yep.
Dang, look at us. Like, we're like historians.
Just because we was alive. I was alive. That makes me a historian. Do you know how much history I have?
Listen, I can't wait to be an old lady telling people how I was alive when the first black president was elected. I cannot wait.
That it's gonna be a couple of black presidents since then. They're gonna be like, girl, it's not
That's what
even
I'm saying.
special.
No, but that's
Just
fine. But
playing.
you can say that you were there when the first one happened. That's like saying that you was alive when the first black pilot flew or something. Like, that's
Yep.
a big deal.
It is, and the fact that we voted for him. Like, we weren't just alive, we were of voting age.
Yes, we
And
were.
we made sure that he got into office.
Actually,
Wait, you
I
were
was of
not.
voting age the second time, not the first
That's
time.
right.
The
I
first time was my
was.
senior year in high school.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I was, though. And I was in the Student Center at Clark Atlanta University,
Lit.
losing my mind. I was just so like, oh my, this really just happened. And I put a vote in, knowing good and well the Electoral College is the one that really chose it. And
Right,
my
but it's so
vote barely meant
exciting.
anything, but it's so
Okay,
exciting.
do your part. It don't matter. You're just like,
Right.
bruh, I feel the ballot out. What you saying?
I got a sticker from the state of Georgia saying that I voted,
Girl,
okay?
I was so, like, I will never forget me and my friend, because we stayed up, like, to watch it and to watch them count. And when it came across the TV, I was like, wait, he about to get kicked out because he's not supposed to be, like, promoting nothing anymore. Why is it saying? And I was like, oh, no, this is an announcement. Like, this man really won. We got in the car. We drove. Like, we used to do this thing called riding to town. We
Ghetto.
literally drove around Little Rock blasting "My President is Black." Like, we were so excited, bro. We still had to go to high school the next day, but we were so excited. And I had on my little Obama shirt the day that the last day for voting, well, the day that voting took place. I had on my Obama shirt that I had got from the hair store. No, I got it from a booster when I was getting a perm, so it was from the hair salon. But I had my
I
Obama shirt
cannot.
on. Oh gosh, I will never forget that. But yeah,
No,
we're
it was
like
so good.
historians.
Well,
We're
clearly, we just told you
matriarchs of our
the
family
whole
already.
story of the election of President Barack Obama, the first black president.
It was
So
lit.
it really
Malia and them
was.
was little.
They were
We saw them,
babies.
babies,
So
and they're in
crazy.
college. All right, look. My braids are like acting like spiders right now. I can't find my hair bow.
Oh,
It's like
Lord.
attacking me. I feel like Medusa.
Well, this episode, we're going to run through a couple of hot takes about dating. This show is called, well, this episode is called Dating in a Decade.
Decades
So
on decades.
we're going to talk about some things that happened over the last decade, and then we're going to share some lessons, and then we're going to get out your way so you can go
Yes.
and get your life together for 2020. And by you can go, I mean I can go, because I need
Same.
to get my life together for 2020. First of all, let's start here. So I was asked on a date. Mind you, I met this
Yes.
young man forever ago. We exchanged
Yay.
Instagrams. It wasn't forever ago. It was
Oh.
like sometime during the summer. Maybe it was like June. I met him out
Ooh.
somewhere. We exchanged Instagrams. He never hit me up. Not a big deal. Whatever. So then recently I ran into him at a brunch. He hits me. And well, he starts talking to me or whatever, and then we exchange numbers.
And then he's like, okay, I'm gonna call you or text you or something, whatever. So it took a couple of weeks, I think, maybe. And then he hit me up like, hey, what's your schedule like? And yeah, I think I've told y'all before, I don't like being asked that. But I went with it, and I was like, on, like, what day? Like, just in general? He was like, yeah, just in general, what is your schedule like? And I just told him my schedule doesn't look the same every day. So if you let me know what it is you're trying to do, I can let you know when I'm available to do that. Or, because it would depend. If he was trying to do dinner, I could have a day for that. If he was trying to do brunch, there would be a day that I might be able to do that. You know, so I was just kind of like, let me know what you want to do. I'll make some time to do whatever it is. He like, all right, bet. So we couldn't get our schedules to coordinate for a little minute. And then I was like, well, you know, the holidays are coming up anyway. Neither of us will really have a lot of time. I'll be gone. So let's just wait till after the holidays. And he was like, all right, cool. Well, you know, you can always just come over and cook. We can do wine and candles and all of that.
Wine and candles? That's a little early.
I literally just met you, sir. So I was like, LOL, that's a negative. So then he texts me back like, oh, my bad. I mean, I can cook.
So you still got to come to his house.
So the answer is no, because I do not know you to be at your house. It's also no, because I don't know you to be sitting across from you over candlelight.
Right.
What are we? I don't even know your last name. Like, what are we even talking about?
Christmas intimate dinner.
I was just like, this is too much, actually. So let's just stick to the original plan of going to brunch or something. He's like, okay, cool. So on Monday, I told him I had a little bit of free time, which is actually not even the full truth. I have a packed day on Monday, but I'm going to make some time to go eat with this boy. So hopefully he don't do nothing else crazy on this date. But Mac,
I'm so
actually
excited.
I don't even care. It might be material for the show.
Do something extravagant, sir. Please propose.
No, God, please don't propose. So
please do. Listen,
I will run out of wherever we are.
Sometimes you gotta put your foot down. Let this lady know you've prayed for her. You've identified your wife. And
he
you
couldn't
do what
have
you
asked
do.
Me to come over and cook. Ain't no way that man prayed for me.
He had rose petals and a ring waiting for you at the dinner.
And an apron so I could get in his kitchen and cook. Ma'am, please. I don't think so.
He said he's a cook.
No, he said I could cook. And then when I objected, because I sat there for a second. Let me tell y'all.
He
I
wanted
know
you
the
to
game.
Cook him some lasagna.
And my lasagna is pretty good. I know the games. So I sat and waited for him to text me, oops, I meant I can cook. Like, I waited and didn't reply. Because you know how people do when they quote-unquote accidentally say something. Then you don't
they
say nothing back. Then they say, oh, my bad.
You
so
know
I
what
sat
I mean,
there.
Well.
Right. I sat there and waited. And then he didn't say nothing. So I wrote LOL. He didn't say nothing back to that. So then I wrote, that's a negative. And that's when he caught on to the fact that it's not happening, sir. And then he changed it up. I don't know why I'm still going on a date with this man. But
just
maybe it'll be fun.
It might be fun.
At the very least, it might be fun. So.
Or, at minimum, you literally have a dating podcast that you could come back and tell us about. Like, right. At minimum, you have an open space to tell what happened. So.
Well.
I'm excited to hear the new material.
Yeah.
My dating life has been in shambles lately.
Well. How did you start this decade? The decade started in 2010. Were you single or in a relationship in 2010?
God, what was 2010? Where was I at?
My relationship anniversary for my last relationship was 10-8-10. I started this decade in a relationship that, you know, it was really good relationship for the beginning of it. It was great.
Yeah. So that means I was in college. Okay. Mm-hmm. So 2010, the beginning of 2010, I would have still been a freshman, right?
Yeah. Yes, I was a sophomore.
I was single and
I'm lying, I was a junior in 2010.
You were at the beginning of 2010 though?
Oh wait a minute.
That's January 2010. I was.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I was a sophomore.
Okay, so January 2010, I was definitely single, and I had started talking to my first like person in college, and I was still hung up on the person that I had been messing with in high school. And I know that for a fact because I remember going home on Christmas break, still tripping. I think the only, like, my mama didn't even live in Arkansas anymore. I went back home to be around my friends and to see him. So it ended up going on a, oddly, oh my gosh, ended up going on a date with my ex from like the eighth grade while I was back home. So that's
you have an ex in the eighth grade? That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, and he was older than me, but he reached out to me. He's like, he got a baby and like a fiance, I think now, but he had happened to reach out to me like, and I was like, wow, we haven't like seen each other in like years, but we used to go to church together. So it's not like we were foreign to each other. So
yeah,
you know, reaching up to me. So that's how my dating life started in January of 2010. I was single. Still messed up over somebody I had no business dealing with, and also opening up myself to the fact that I was in Atlanta meeting new people and met a, you know, trifling frat boy on campus. But that's,
look,
you know,
at the Lord,
that's what happened.
I, yeah, I started, okay, and matter of fact, on that date on October the 8th, 2010, I was out. Okay, so I wanted to be a Delta. I knew they was about to take a line. And he was already Greek, so I didn't want nobody to know that I was dating him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want people to be like, oh, she just want to be a Delta because her boyfriend's whatever he was. I know people who know me on this podcast know exactly who I'm talking about and what organization he's in. People who don't know me on this podcast, which I don't even know how many people listen to this podcast that don't know
that us. Don't know us.
But I ain't sharing it just in case y'all go back and want to listen. I don't need y'all connecting the dots. But anyway, so, and that's only because he has his own life now, and I don't want nobody bringing it up to him or whatever. But,
right.
So, I was like, I don't want nobody to know we've been, but we had been dating for a long time at that point. Nobody knew, besides the people who were the closest to us. Mm-hmm. And so, on that night, it was my line sister's birthday. She wasn't my line sister yet, obviously, but I was out with her for her birthday, and, he and I had been texting about what we were doing, and he was kind of just like, well, I know you don't want the Deltas to know you're dating me, and whatever. And I was just kind of like, honestly, at this point, I don't even care anymore. Like, it is what it is. You know, we've been talking for a long time. We obviously like each other. And if you are ready, then I'm ready. And he texts me back. Well, first of all, it took him forever to text me back. And I'm sitting there with my line sisters, all of whom were at this celebration for our friend that wasn't our line sister yet. We all sitting there, and they like, what'd he say? I'm like, nothing. He's not saying anything. And they like, oh my God, you about to have a boyfriend. I'm like, first of all, y'all are childish. Second of all, if he don't answer me back, I'm not going to have nothing. And
right.
And then if he really don't answer me back, we going to leave this party early. And I'm going to find out where he's at because we're going to have to fight. But he ended up writing me back later and was just like, I'm ready. And then they were all squealing and stuff. I know. And so we got together that day and things moved pretty fast after that. But we were together until 2014, I want to say. Yeah. At the end of 2014, we broke up. And then, ooh, I lived the rest of the decade belonging to the streets.
Girl, my hair hurts.
And here we are.
Oh God,
I got 1 foot in and 1 foot out the streets right now. Honestly, to be honest,
I'm about to put 2 feet in. I'm just kidding.
Because I'm going on this date, and then I'm going to Nigeria with
friends.
Some friends.
Okay. So I did start the decade single. I have had two serious relationships in this decade. One, I mean, I'll be honest, you know, if we're ever married one day, don't throw no shade. I don't know. God is going to have his own plan. But one, currently on life support.
not life support.
Girl, which I'm going to get into with lessons learned, because I will say I've learned some things about myself for sure over this decade and my role in dating. And then I had a serious relationship that started in my junior year. So that was 2011. What year are you graduating, Monty?
12.
Okay. So 2012 started. We were together until about like 2015. It was a very up and down type of relationship. So in my adult years, I've had, I'm just going to count, this last decade has been me as an adult. I've had two serious relationships. I had one. I'll say this, over the last 10 years, whether I was in a serious relationship or it was somebody I'm dating, y'all can call it me toot my own horn if you want to. I've never dated a man, been with a man in a relationship with a man, been on a date with a man that has not said he wanted me back. But what I have learned,
period,
is that I don't.
And that's on period.
Period. But what I have learned is that I do not want to entertain anybody else that has to lose me to understand that they want to be with me.
And that's also on period.
Period.
On a capital period. You can't even capitalize a period, but that one's on capital period.
Done. Yep. So. Shoot. Whew. But I, you know, but yeah, that's how my decade of dating has went. So like I said, this one is on life support. If you care, pray about it. If you don't, pray away.
I'm weak.
Pray it off. Well, me. I mean, I don't know.
This last few years of the decade, I have dated. I've actually enjoyed dating the last few people that I've dated. There's only one person that I want to erase from my memory of dating in this last decade. And I'm not going to say who it is or give any. No. What? I actually would not want to delete him because everything that happened to me in that relationship, I really needed that to happen. It sucks because I was like down very bad. But I needed that to teach me to stop ignoring my gut feeling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I be knowing and I always know. My discernment is very strong. I ignore it because I'd be like, well, maybe, and then God be like, did nobody say maybe nothing? No. And then I'd be like, okay, but still, and then it'd be like, all right, and then I'm crying. Now I'm crying in the shower. Look stupid.
On the floor.
So I wouldn't delete him. It's somebody else that I just feel like I just wasted time with and it was not even that fun. It just was stupid. But anyway.
I've gotten some great gifts over the years, though, in my day. Yes. I was thinking about that. My boyfriend bought me a charm bracelet. And he was asking, like, how'd you get so many charms so quick? I was like, huh? What are you talking about? It was because somebody else has also bought me a charm bracelet before. I just moved those charms over. I was like, but your bracelet is more important, which is why I transferred the charm. He got me rose gold, and the other one was silver. So, and the charm that the guy put on it that meant the most is not on my bracelet, is in the case on the bracelet that he bought me.
So that is funny.
But
he was like, excuse me?
He's like, where'd those come from?
I just bought you
this. I didn't buy those. Right, like, right. I didn't put that many on there, darling. Where'd those come from? But
okay. Here's another question. What was your body count at the beginning? Okay, I couldn't even see what I was trying so hard to just say it and be dead serious so you would be like, Imani, are you drunk? Like, what's wrong with you? Because you're a good one. I would never ask nobody show? That. Right.
That just made me hot. Shoot, what? I'm just kidding.
What was your body count at the beginning of this decade?
I was the virgin at the beginning of the decade, and I can say that wholeheartedly.
2010 was the beginning of this decade. Obviously, I wasn't. I lost my virginity earlier.
Obviously, I wasn't.
I mean, I was 18 when I lost my virginity, and I wasn't 18 in 2010.
Yeah.
Let me stop saying lost my virginity. I did not lose it anywhere. Like, I know exactly where where it went. And I was actually, I was one of those people that didn't have sex because I just didn't want to at first. Same. Like, there was nobody that I wanted to have sex with that bad, for real. Yeah. And then when I finally did, I told myself I wasn't going to have sex until I really wanted to with somebody. Mm-hmm. And so when it was time for me to have sex for the first time, I was happy about it. Like, I wasn't like, I don't know if I should feel bad for saying this, but I didn't feel bad for doing it. Like, I was like ready to do it. So
I had a different stance on sex back then too. Like, I didn't have... And they treated, oh my gosh, people are sick. They treated my virginity like they needed to start betting on if I was going to ever even lose it. But
same,
like,
it
was just like, for one, I was like, okay, it's not that big of a deal. For me, it wasn't at the time. I was like, if for me to, I would have to get seriously curious about it and really like feel like this is somebody. And I also didn't feel like I needed to be in love to lose my virginity. Like mine wasn't, I don't think any spiritual, anything about sex. I wasn't thinking about soul ties. None of that came into play until I got older. Back then, it was literally like one of the things was I was like, I just don't believe in having sex under somebody else's roof. So I'm not about to disrespect nobody's mama like that. I used to always think that. I was like, I'm not having sex at your mama's house. I ain't having sex at my mama's house for sure. So I used to be like, mm-hmm. This is why they say wait till you grow. That's what my concept used to be. And then I was just like, I don't need it to be somebody I'm in love with. I just want it to be with somebody that like I'm gonna enjoy it and I'm attracted to. Otherwise, I don't really want to do it. But that also had me like, that's why I don't just want to up and do it, because what if that's always my mindset and then I end up cutting up? So I was just like, okay, I'm going to just not do it till I feel the need to do it. And I did it. And honestly, my first experience, I was really like, could have waited. Didn't have to do that.
Had a great time. Make that happen. My first time. We talked about that before.
That's what you get. Should have waited.
No, I was like, wow. I mean, it was a little uncomfortable at first, but, you know, after a few minutes, I was like, this is great. And then when it was over, I was like, okay. What's up? What you doing tomorrow? Mom, don't listen to this episode.
I'm about to text her right now. Your mom listens to this.
I feel like she knows this, though. But
yeah, no, I didn't. But I still wasn't. I told my mom, I was like, "Don't worry, you ain't got to worry about me." I mean, I was grown, but I was like, "You don't even got to worry about it." You can tell me this was a waste of time.
I was like, I kind of see what y'all did with this. Like, this, I see the hype. This is cute. All right, cool. But I still wasn't really. I'm a person that doesn't like to do anything that I don't want to do, right? And I don't like to do anything with people I don't want to do it with. Period. So if I don't feel like sexual chemistry or sexual attraction with somebody, I'm literally not having sex with you. And there's a lot that goes into that. It's not just how cute you are or anything like that. And I don't have nothing against anyone who doesn't have any whatever criteria y'all use to have sex is up to you. But I just never really wanted to have sex just to be having sex, just because I felt like I knew early that it might not be great with everybody. So I just was like, I ain't wasting no time just having sex with people that don't know what they're doing or don't want to know what they're doing, all of that type of stuff. So I really, in my lifetime, I feel like I haven't really had a lot of sexual partners. I guess that would depend on what somebody thinks a lot is, but to me, it ain't a lot. Because I stick to what I know. And what I like, and if I like it, it's gonna be somebody else. But I mean, I've gone months without. I've gone like half a year. Like it'll be like I'll have sex here with this person, and then I don't talk to them no more. And then it might be next year before I have sex again.
Yeah, I've done that.
And it's actually terrible. Unintentionally. But it is what it is.
I've done that unintentionally, and then I have also like intentionally just decided to.
Yeah, me too.
So, in college, sometimes it was very much so unintentionally. It was just like, you know, like I'm not comfortable doing things like that. And then after college, there's been twice in my life where I've made the decision to just be celibate. And I've talked about that before. Like one time I did that when I was on a breakup and we got back together, but we had issues related to like sex in general anyways. And so like when I had made the decision to be celibate, I made it without him because I didn't plan on getting back with him. And so it was just like, if you can't understand like what I'm trying to do, how I'm trying to move, then maybe we don't need to be together because I'm not changing that. So it's different for different people. Like people ask me questions like, you don't get urges, da, 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 da. And y'all know, I mean, y'all heard the episode that episode we had about sex and all that stuff. I am real green about a lot of stuff. I get embarrassed very easily, and there's some things that I'm just not comfortable with. So, you know, sorry to that man whenever my husband get married. I'm just playing.
I'm weak. I'm just playing. He's listening to the show right now, writing it down like, okay.
All right. No, that's going to be boring. I'm just playing. Honestly, yeah, I think my husband will enjoy himself, but
yeah, you just, I mean, everybody is different. I just will say at the start of this decade, I feel like I was still kind of figuring out not my sexuality in terms of like who I wanted to have sex with, but like, you know, what my limits are as far as what it takes for me to be sexually attracted to somebody. Mm-hmm. How to gauge like where I am as far as doing something with somebody that I might regret. Mm-hmm. Because everybody, you know, people talk about not having no regrets and all of that. So it just is down to me at the start. I think at the start of this decade, I think I had only really been with maybe like two people in my entire life before that, actually. Mm-hmm. So I was still figuring out, like, what do I want to do? Like, where are my boundaries? You know, who do I like? Is this something that I want to do? Do I? You're figuring all that out in 2010.
Right.
And so then I had a boyfriend and, you know, figured it out. So
started the decade for me. I had one reason of why I was choosing not to have sex, or, you know, how I would carry myself sexually. I feel like my reasons have changed over the years, but if nothing else, from a sex perspective, I think I've just become more confident and comfortable in myself to say what I like, what I don't like, and what I am or am not going to do, and being okay with, like, I'm not going to be for everybody. I never plan to be for everybody anyways, but, like, I'm okay with saying that everybody don't have a right to experience me, and everybody don't have a right to experience certain things about me. So,
and all of y'all particular. Ain't fine. Like, some of y'all ugly, so it just is.
Some of y'all
are
ugly, and some of y'all are entitled, and I don't know why, especially when it comes.
And you can't be ugly and entitled. Kitty.
No, you can't.
I'm just playing. I'm not playing.
When you think about somebody calling Miss people Kitty. Ugly.
I don't like everybody to call ugly people ugly somebody. Unless you, yeah, I'm, yes, I don't like to call people ugly, like, by, like, regular beauty standards, because who am I to be calling somebody ugly? But some of y'all be ugly because y'all just ugly.
Your like, spirit
y'all
not, ugly.
You're ugly people. Like, ugly just ew. But anyway.
Yeah, I use the term ugly on people a lot, especially if their personality, if they're just rude,
yes,
like,
me
I
too.
Call that ugly.
You yeah, I don't just be looking at people ugly. Like, "Woo, he is ugly," or "She is ugly." Like, I just don't really.
I
do
try
that.
Not to call women ugly, but some men, I mean, ugly.
I think men are naturally ugly, and then there's just a few of them that are cute.
You know what? You got it right, because, like, you know how you said about that attraction thing? Right. Like, people be ugly to me till I start liking them, and I'm like, "Oh man, you actually kind of cute. You was ugly." That's why. When men be trying to convince me, like, that I hollered at them first, I guarantee you I did not, because I promise you,
you was
I
ugly.
Was ugly before I had a conversation with you.
That is funny. No, you know me. No, no, ma'am. I'll talk to anybody. We can have all the conversations you want to have, but if I am not attracted to you, we ain't got much to talk about in the way of romantic things.
I feel like I've said a million times, I've dated one man that I thought was fine from jump. Everybody else grew on me.
Oh, God bless you.
They
were
like,
got
butt
no...
ugly, but it was just like, ah.
I don't know why butt ugly is such a funny phrase to me, but it's hilarious.
I've never dated somebody.
Because my butt ain't ugly, period.
But big butt booty ugly. I've never dated nobody. It's just terrible looking. But I look back and it's some people, I'm like, wow, your underbite is something serious. That's one for people who know me from back home, so y'all don't repeat that.
Candace, what is wrong with you, bro? Like, you are crazy. All right, okay, so let's get into the meat and potatoes of this episode. I don't know. I mean, I guess that was a little bit of meat and potatoes, but... So,
there was some horse divers.
The horse divorce. For Digging the Scene, I'm gonna do dating trends over the last 10 years. Now, this is gonna be not necessarily because this is like Digging the Scene and Trend Watch in one, because this is gonna be a whole flipped over episode since it's dating in a decade. And this is more so not necessarily just like dating trends by term, but just some of the ways we've seen the dating world kind of evolve and change over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, online dating started in 1994. I had no idea online dating was that old.
We were still using dial-up. How?
Girl, I don't know. But by 1998...
No. You know, she done met some truck drivers online.
By 1998, there were 16 dating sites. So, wow. You know, it was growing steadily. Now, how many dating sites you think are out?
100,000, because the UK got their thing sold up.
Okay, not quite 100,000, but there's 15,000 by a certain type of criteria. I mean, not 15,000, sorry, 1,500 dating sites and apps by a certain kind of criteria. There's other apps that people use for dating as well.
Mm-hmm.
But by whatever the criteria was for toptal.com, they said that there's 1,500, which is so crazy. So over the last 10 years, the dating sites have increased. So that's a way that we've seen online dating, evolve a little bit over the last 10 years. It's just with the prevalence of online dating, it used to be just if you're on this dating site, you just look for people on there that you like. Now there's so many pinpointed, specialized, special area type of dating sites, like people who are farmers have their own dating site. People who are queer, there's dating sites specifically for people who are looking for queer relationships. Black people got their own dating sites.
They sure do.
White people got all the dating sites.
All of them. Christian Mingle is definitely predominantly white.
But, I mean, Christian dating sites. I heard on a podcast once that there's a dating site for arranged marriages. Like, for people who are in cultures where you want to arrange your marriage, you just get on there and look for, like, a doctor.
There's probably, like, a literal, like, bidding war that goes on that website. I mean,
I hate
they
to
could
think
probably
of it that
do,
way,
like,
but
a reverse
maybe.
Auction, for real. Which
that's
is
horrible.
Sad, but...
yeah, like, there's stuff like that. And then, so, that's the first thing, is just online dating has just truly evolved and has changed the way we date. I think even in person, online mm-hmm. presences have changed it. Down to the fact that long-distance relationships are more attainable now,
yes,
within the last 10 years because
FaceTime,
you know,
technology.
FaceTime technology, the dating sites, you don't even have to have FaceTime. You can just have a web, like almost every laptop has a webcam. Almost every phone has a camera on it. So mm-hmm. you can chat with anybody from anywhere. And then travel is a little more accessible nowadays too, so you can fly to people, you can drive to people, whatever the case may be. So that's another way we've seen the dating scene change. And then comes about things like catfishing and ghosting, and you know, the dating trend started to get names from there, specifically catfishing though, because that was like a whole phenomenon. and literally within the last 10 years there was a whole TV show about it. But thinking of the fact that, you know, when I first got on the internet on like social sites like Black Planet, I wasn't
yes.
allowed to have my picture on the internet, so it was very easy for and a mm-hmm. lot of people didn't have pictures on the internet because that was when you had to learn how to code. There was
yep.
no profile picture.
We should all be so good at computers, because Black Planet, you definitely had to code.
Yeah, Black Planet and MySpace mm-hmm. was the first site I got on that you had to have there was a profile picture option, like where you could just put your picture as
okay.
the thing and people could comment on it. But on like Black Planet, it wasn't a profile picture situation. It was just you had a page, and if you knew the correct coding, you could code a space for your picture to be just on your page. But everybody and like a lot of people didn't have that. So you would be in chat rooms with people, and the chat rooms would have age limits. But of course, there's no way to verify that somebody
mm-hmm.
is 18 or older, or
18.
15, 16, whatever the case may be. In these chat rooms talking to each other, you don't know what these people look like.
Whatever age Bow Wow was when Black Planet was around was the age I was, because I definitely
ma'am you was looking for him, huh?
I sure was. There was like 1,000 Lil Bow Wow pages and Lil Romeo. I didn't like Lil Romeo though, but
yeah. So when I was 13, I was on Black Planet. I wasn't doing anything particularly fast or anything on there. I just was on there because it was fun. But I put my picture on there after my mother told me not to do it. And sure enough, this random man took my picture and was telling everybody that I was his girlfriend of 3 years. I'm like, sir, I am 14. How was we together for 4 years?
Oh, my God!
And I don't even know how I found it. It had to be God. I don't know how I even found this man's page. But I went on his page and clicked on it. And my picture was on there. And he was like, I love her so much. Thank you, baby, for having my back all these years. And I'm like, what in the world is happening? And I looked like a child in the picture. So I was so confused. Oh, my gosh.
That is so creepy. I don't think.
I know. I remember what picture it was and everything.
I might have been off Black Planet when that option became about. Like, I was on there when you could start putting music videos on there. And what was the little girls, like, you keep code onto there? It wasn't called clip art. It was called something else.
Yes, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember
that name.
They had,
like, the little bubble-looking girls and boys with the outfits and colored hair. Mm-hmm. That's all I used to, and, like, I would, like, write stuff on. And then you could change your background for your wall. I feel like that's where the whole wall concept came from.
Yep.
Because Facebook used to didn't have a wall. It was literally just statuses. Like,
yep, it was. It was so Facebook flat didn't get a wall until MySpace was really, really big by the time Facebook got a wall. But that's because Facebook was supposed to just be for college students at first.
Right.
And they weren't chatting about anything it was just updating statuses.
Right.
And I don't even think your statuses had a comment option at first.
No, it didn't. It didn't have comment or likes. Like, all of that, like, progressed over time. Like, you could make a status and, like, you could say someone's name in the status, but you used to not be able to tag them either.
Right,
like,
right,
you could
yep.
just make a status and it would look like Twitter. Like, it's like, it would basically look like subtweeting somebody.
Yeah, and then to answer them, you had to go make a status. Like, you right. couldn't, yeah.
And it used to be, like, remember it used to say, Candace is. Like, you couldn't
yes,
like,
it would be it like.
With the is, you had to have an action behind
and
it.
And a lot of my old statuses would be like, Imani is telling Asha that she needs to hurry up and get back to the room because blah, 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 like that. And Asha would have to go and make a status like, Asha is telling Imani that I'm on my way, like that kind of thing. So, but catfishing was a huge deal because anybody can be anybody on the internet. And I can't believe that 10 years later, people are still getting caught catfishing.
Girl.
With all the technology that we have out now. But then the dating trends started to get real names and terms, and like with the internet, people started to research more of what's going on in these relationships. And then also, sugaring became more public within the last 10 years.
Like sugar babies?
Yeah, sugar baby, okay. Sugar baby type relationships, because one, there is a website specifically for sugar baby. That and seeking arrangements. Those are ones.
Ooh, it just, I need to look into it. Hold on. It's called SeekingArrangements.com?
Uh-huh. Oh, it's an app. But you get on there, you arrange something with a sugar person, and y'all carry out your relationship. But this wasn't something that people talked about openly like that. But because we have so many of these social platforms where people can connect, not only are people talking about it, people are getting paid to host seminars on how to do this. How to become a sugar baby, how to be a sugar daddy without being taken advantage of. Like, people are doing these things. So that's another. And then I feel like those types of things change the dating scene a little bit too, because now there's an extra layer of what people are looking for. You know, back even just before 10 years ago, the emphasis was still you're looking for a partner so you can get married. Now it's open that now you need to be asking people what they're looking for, because maybe they ain't looking to get married. Maybe they're looking for, and that brings me to my next thing, their relationships just continue to look differently and they're going to continue to evolve. But over the last 10 years, we've seen the public embracing, still not to on a level that it's not still dangerous to be gay, but like same-sex relationships are more public now, polyamorous relationships, and just open relationships, and just non-conventional, non-traditional relationships where the gender roles aren't necessarily clear cut, or the people, maybe these people aren't getting married just because we fell in love type of thing. Or maybe I'm not getting married. This is just a person that I want to be my partner for the rest of my life, or until I feel like they're not my partner no more. Like, you know, and the way that we are being able to openly talk about these kinds of things and explore them within our different demographics and locations and all of that a little more freely than we would have just 10 years ago. Like 10 years ago sounds like a long time, but it's really not. A lot has changed in the last 10 years to allow people to be a little bit more open and free about how they want to express their dating preferences. So that's a good thing, I think. Because now people aren't getting into, people don't have to get into a relationship under the guise that they want to be monogamous and then like run off and do some other stuff. You don't have to, because these things are things that you can talk about openly now. You know, there's so much information out there for you to research it if you want to be poly, if you don't want to be in a relationship at all and you just want to freely date, if you want to be monogamous, if you don't want to be monogamous, if you want to have an open relationship, add a third person, like whatever it is you want to do, just find somebody that wants to do it. Like, you don't have to pretend anymore. It's not that serious. One that I found while I was researching is Night Today. So apparently, like 90s to early 2000s, nighttime dating and nighttime shooting your shot and picking up people was the way that people were still doing it heavily. Even with the existence of online dating, picking people up at clubs, going to dinner in the evening, going out to a show in the evening, nighttime dating was the main thing. And it's probably because of the workday and all that kind of stuff. But now, daytime dating is very prevalent. You got your brunches, you got your daytime activities, you got people whose work schedules are a lot different, so they don't have to be at work all day during the day, or they don't work weekends or whatever. So you have deferring availability, so people don't always have to meet at night. So that's another one. And some people generally don't find it safe to be dating random people at night.
Right.
I don't. Another one is women being encouraged and empowered to take the lead in these dating situations. You have a whole app dedicated to women being able to make the first move comfortably, which is Bumble. But, you know, being a strong, independent, outspoken woman, in theory, has been a thing for the last few years, women's movements and all that kind of stuff. But over the last 10 years, we've seen the dating scene become a place for women to decide what they want and not just wait for some man to do right or whatever. You don't necessarily have to do that anymore, because you can just take the lead on the relationship. Say, hey, I like you. And this is in conjunction, same rules for men. If somebody don't like you, they just don't like you back. And that doesn't mean just because you've taken the lead that somebody wants to be with you. But, you know, there is a term for this dating trend, and I could not find it because I can't think of the right words to search. But there's one about basically our attention spans being a little shorter as far as finding someone, liking them, and settling down with them. Because of the accessibility of people via app and via social media, you think you find somebody, you like them, but you're always looking for maybe there's somebody better or maybe there's somebody else. I cannot think of the name of this trend. It's like somebody has done full research on this.
Yep.
But yeah, that's something that has spiked in the last 10 years. It's just everybody's availability has kind of changed, because we can look to our right and left and see someone else that we might be interested in, that we might actually have accessibility to. So, you know, we're kind of flailing around. And then the last one is I don't think we've talked about, I paused because I was trying to remember if we've ever even talked about this, but there's a group of men, and I guess people call them women. Oh, I think there are women too. But they're called incels, involuntarily celibate people, who basically, it's a bunch of men who are deemed or have been deemed undesirable by women that they like or want or whatever. And it makes them very violent. They sit in these chat rooms and talk really badly about women. There's been some shootings from men who identify as incels. Like, they don't feel desired by women. They feel like they're, first of all, it starts with an entire entitlement to women. They feel like, I'm a man, women should want me. I'm a man, I have this going for me, I have that going for me. Maybe they don't have nothing going on for them, but they feel like, you know, I'm tired of, I'm tired of everybody else getting the girl, blah, 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 blah. these girls need to pay attention to me, and if they don't, I'm gonna hurt them, or I'm gonna do something to the people around them. Yes, it's just a mess. And then I feel like incels are like the opposite.
There was a Law and Order special.
How we think of the women who are just always performing for male attention, like just yes, when men write things like, total, what happened to all the women that can cook? And then there's like 80 women who underneath their post are like, I can cook, I love to cook, I would never leave my man hungry or whatever before he leaves the house. Like,
and they don't know, I know how.
Like, I would love to cook naked in my heels. Like, girl, please relax.
I would suck his penis my God. While making
I was just
spaghetti.
Listening to an episode of that show, like, Waiting by the Phone, that we told y'all to listen to a while ago, where people call about getting ghosted. And I know that these people were Black. You could tell by the way they were talking or whatever. But the woman called because this man ghosted her. And he ghosted her because they went on a couple dates. They really liked each other. On the last date they went on, she went back to his place with him. They had sex. She spent the night. And when he woke up the next morning, she was cleaning his apartment. Now, they were like, well, what's the big deal? Like, she was like on her hands and knees scrubbing my floors. Mm-mm. And I just thought that was weird. But it gets worse. Because he starts talking about this, and then she's like, well, you need to learn how to appreciate a woman trying to do something nice for you. I was raised to do all this pick me stuff about how, but she says, how dare you not appreciate the fact that I am naked in all of my glory cleaning your apartment. So this woman got up behind naked, cleaning, like on hands and knees, scrubbing his And he thought to himself, this is
on her knees,
just a mess. And she was very offended that he did not appreciate that. And he was like, well, I don't really know
booty
you
butt
like
naked.
You'd be cleaning my house. And you were naked. It was awkward and weird. And she was like, you need to appreciate me. I was trying to show you what a real woman. And then the lady that's on the show, she was like, okay, let's all relax, because I'm not cleaning nobody's house naked. So, yeah. But they ended up going out again. Like, the resolution of the episode was they went on another date. It was a fool. No, I bet you she didn't. And I bet you she cleaned his apartment again, too. Or cooked or something. Something else.
Hopefully she kept her clothes on this time.
But anyway, that is dating trends and the dating scene at a glimpse in the last 10 years. Some notable changes. If you have any more that you would like to add and you want to carry the conversation on Instagram, we would love that. Candace, do you have any that you would want to add, or can you think of anything?
Yes. I think, like, you kind of hit it. I feel like online dating and just accessibility of people is the major shift of dating in the last decade. Like, I mean, it's people, it's kind of when you think of the movie Hitch and like how Will Smith like made it possible for like these men to be able to date women that they never would have had access to. I feel like it's the same way. Like, when you look at some of these celebrities and like LaToya Luckett, like people like that, and like some of, well, not her situation, because I think she went on a blind date, but like, I feel like some people just have access that they wouldn't have had before to even interact and meet people the way they do now. Like,
90. Oh, yeah.
The weird thing I will say from the decade is like this whole like 90 Day Fiance thing from like the date, like getting married to people on a TV show that you got to know for 3 months. That's a little weird, but that is something that's new and it's very popular. And then like, dating at first flight, I feel like all of that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. People
things.
Are going on a lot of
that
dating
were
TV shows
that
now to like
happening. I just don't think
marry people, not just find love, but they're literally
on.
Marrying these people on TV. I didn't even think about that.
Find love, yeah.
I love,
but
that show
literally
with all my heart.
It's and there's
so
something
good.
Even shorter than that now. Like,
it
there's
is
a
so good.
First sight
like
show.
It's really good. I'm not even gonna hold you. The drama is really good. But just the concept of turning marriage into this thing that you just do and you figure the relationship as you go, I don't think that's a terrible concept. I ain't doing it. But the fact that these people have been matched based on compatibility anyway, and then you're marrying them to make a commitment like to them, like making this commitment to stick it out for 6 weeks, because when you're done with the show, you have to actually divorce the people. Like, you can't get an annulment because it's past the time period. So it's, I mean, I don't think it's a terrible concept. Now, granted, I don't think that because you match on paper means you're going to be in a great relationship. But I also don't think that I don't think that trying to make a relationship work based on a bunch of things is a bad thing.
You're necessarily going
to
be in a
like
bad
you try it and you commit to it. And getting divorced is not the end of the world. Like, I just did, I don't think it's that big of a deal. But there's a lot of, in that context, I don't think it's like, if that's what you got in it to get married, you knew there was a possibility of divorce at the end. Mm-hmm. Everybody, it's a consensual thing. I don't think it's a crazy, it is crazy. I was about to lie.
I think that has been a shift over the last 2 decades, but for sure over the last decade as far as divorce and it not being so taboo. Like, I think divorce rates went up.
They have
not
increased.
We were younger,
but
for sure.
It's because
and I think
the rate of marriage has gone down. I remember reading
for whatever
that
the
recently.
Reasons are.
So the divorce rate hasn't gone up because people are just deciding not to get married or wait longer to get married so that the divorce rates don't go up. But the attitude
not
and
to
idea
get married,
behind
yes.
it. I agree with you, has definitely shifted.
Has changed. Yeah.
But we can move on
to
the next thing.
Yeah, that's all I can think of. Maybe I'll think of some more when we jump into these couples. But. Okay. So I realized I did not do a pickup line of the week at the beginning of the show. So pickup line of the week is, and do not answer, just let me finish because it ain't one that you got to answer. But the way it should go, and I don't think it could work for people of our culture because we love to ruin a joke.
You messed it up already. Tell them the punchline before you start.
Are you married?
Are you married?
Because
I'm a Christmas.
Because I want to marry you.
What?
I know. I didn't tell the punchline. Well, I could tell another one, but I thought it was very inappropriate. But you know, I guess since we was talking about virginity and stuff on the show. The other one said, this ain't my pickup line, so don't nobody try to clip it in like I came up with it.
If this is going to make me go to hell, I don't want to listen to it.
I guarantee. I don't want to say this.
Oh, my God.
It says, I guarantee you if you jiggle my bells, white
that
snow
is nasty.
Will come out.
You need a whooping for even bringing that up.
That's so nasty. Okay. All right. So now we're moving on to the Rescue Me segment. And this week we're going to do something a little unique. So since it has been over the decade, I feel like there is a multitude of people that probably could have been rescued from dating situations from 2010 to 2019 going into 2020. But we are going to talk about some of what are considered to be iconic couples of the decade. So, and I will go ahead and say my source that I got the times from, the time, like the date specifically was from wonderwall.com. But I thought that some of these would be super relevant. This first one, don't jump on my head. I'm going to bring it all back together later. But the first one at the top of the decade would be Prince William and Kate Middleton. They got married in 2011. I feel like everybody was excited because the prince finally got married. All that good stuff. We loved his mom, so we should appreciate, you know, everything that comes from that. And then they had their baby. Then, prior to 20 election, actually at the very top of the decade, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union kind of came like a rumored thing back in 2010 when they had a Miami Heat game.
Girl, I was working. I was interning at a PR agency at the time.
And them
being on the cover of that magazine was a huge PR thing. Like, because they weren't married yet and he wasn't divorced officially yet. So everybody was like going crazy. Like, I remember the office being like, did y'all see the cover? Because everybody was going crazy over that. And I was looking like, okay. I was kind of like, all right, they really actually kind of got it. But, you know, whatever. I wish my husband would be on the cover of a magazine with somebody else and we ain't divorced yet. We are still working.
Right. Girl.
That wasn't his what? Baby. That wasn't his baby mama.
She did, and she was on the corner. That was a newspaper cover with a couple of chains.
That was a.
That was his baby mama.
I really thought that was somebody else's baby mama.
Dwayne Wade's baby mama said that she was on Section 8, that she was homeless. That was definitely his baby mama. No, it was him. She like was doing the fool, like, which made it odd. So their relationship had a lot going on because
she shouldn't have been playing with him because he was playing with her.
Baby mama was giving him the blues. She was not playing. She was like out here acting crazy, a whole fool. So, right.
They and were.
When you think about stuff like that, I think Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz kind of happened back then too. I think they were before 2010, but I feel like the whole marriage, when they start having kids, happened a little later. But anyway, so back to Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. So they made it official in 2012, but then,
wait.
2013.
I thought they broke up and then he had a break baby.
Dwayne Wade had another baby. So that was a little harsh. I feel like. No, he had a baby. They went on a break because he had a baby.
Right, okay.
Because they were already together in 2013. That's amazing. The whole, like, they were trying to figure out did it happen during the break, but the break happened because of the baby. So, but it was short-term.
Which is so
adorable.
They
got back together, and in 2014 is when the world got to witness the Wade Union. They got married. I honestly think that they are
one of the
cutest couples publicly. I don't know what happens with them behind closed doors, but they are cute together, and they seem like they're best friends. And then over that span of, like, the 4 years, I believe Gabrielle Union, and I think it says it on the source that I was telling you guys about, but yeah. I know in We're Gonna Need More Wine, I think she said she had, like, 7 miscarriages, like, over time. And she also, I know she did that special with Oprah and everything. But in 2018, Cable was born. So that happened.
It's K-A-A-V-I-A.
But the I is before the V.
I followed the child on Instagram.
There's no I after the V. I-V-A. No, it's I-V-A.
K-A-A. No, it's K-A-A-V-I-A. Kavya Wade. Kavya James Wade. And I've heard Gabrielle say her name before. I like that name. That's cute.
Well, that's ugly. Anyways. It's ugly. But, you know, it's not my
She
child.
Is so adorable. She's looking just like her daggone daddy.
Anyways, they had their baby. Shady baby. Hashtag shady baby. They had her. She looks exactly like that man. Poor child. Hopefully she grows out of that and starts to look like her mom. So that
they
was kind of their transition over the decade. We wish them many more into
nah,
the next
decade. They only did because of the video. Like,
there you go,
like
Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle.
But they do seem very happy, and that's what matters.
God bless. They do a lot, but... Anyway, so moving on. So this relationship is not recent, so I don't need nobody. Like, they didn't start dating and da-da-da-da-da. I know, but we are going to talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z because while they didn't start dating
in
2010.
What is going on?
Over the last 9 years.
I pressed the button. Somebody, that's a video playing? Lord Jesus. I don't know what happened. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was like, what? And then I didn't know what button I pushed, so I didn't know what button to push to turn it off. It was just too much happening. I'm sorry. Continue, please.
Okay. So... over the last 10 years, we've definitely seen a lot happen with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Starting 2012, that is when Blue Ivy was born. So Blue Ivy has grown up.
She is a teenager.
She's now, what, 7 years old going on? No, sorry. Yeah, 7 going on like 8 years old. Then she is taller than me, so total adult. We've definitely had a chance to see her personality grow. And I feel like we've also seen like, while they're very private, I feel like they've opened up about things, or at least shown things to the public since Blue Ivy has been born. I feel like they've become a bit more open about their relationship.
The babies was born.
Then in 2014, do you guys remember what happened in 2014?
Oh, yeah.
Dramatic pause. Showed no, it. In 2014 is when Solange went upside Jay-Z's head because of the rumors of him cheating in her little flamingo outfit. I think that was after the Met Gala. That was in 2014. Then in 2016, that's when Beyonce went completely iconic and she released Lemonade on the HBO special. Did you guys watch the first one?
I'm pretty sure I didn't watch it. I didn't watch the day it released
because I was traveling. That's when I was moving to Nebraska, I think. No, I was moving from Nebraska. I was traveling or something. So in 2016, Beyonce released Lemonade, and that's when she alluded to the fact that she had went through a situation with Jay-Z and infidelity. And then he also either admitted to it or he said something about it and then reconciling on 444. In 2017 when he released that album. 2017 is, which is also the year that the twins was born, which is why that friend song that they got on the Carter's album, because he started talking about the twins in there. Yeah. So the twins were born in 2017, and then 2018 is when they did the On the Run 2 tour. So that was kind of like their full circle of how their relationship was going. I think like last year they also renewed their vows. They like had put out some pictures and all that stuff like that, renewing their vows. Mama, if they ever said you didn't carry no babies before, you gave
she carried the last those babies
everything, because Mama looked tired, like she was about to explode. Carried, okay, like. They look like they was about to be some really.
They always seem to be happy, and the whole time he was cheating on her.
Glad y'all found each other again. Y'all seem to be happy from what we could see from the outside.
She should have been
moving on. So
I'll never forgive him,
girl. And she probably was busting his head open every day, but we never know.
Except Beyonce.
Somebody posted that one day. They was like, everybody mad at Beyonce.
Beyonce, the only person that ain't still mad at him, because I am pissed. And it's like, I don't care. Beyonce, I'm going to never let him live that down. If I ever meet him, I'm going to be like, and another thing, don't you ever in your life.
I don't care.
I don't care what I.
Girl, every time I be thinking I'm getting mistreated, I'm like, but Beyonce got cheated.
Par for the course.
Like, niggas really just don't know what they have. Like, this fool cheated on Beyonce. Y'all don't have no sense. That's how I relate. I just, wow. Men are, Anyways, moving on. So, we talked about Prince William, but guess what happened?
What?
In 2018, we got a color. It's I cannot believe I just said that. Sorry. Take that back. My bad. Reverse. Probably need to cut that out. That was a little too much. In 2018, Prince Harry married Meghan Markle.
Yes, sir. And her locks. And you couldn't tell her a thing because she looked great.
And her mama showed up with a nose ring in her nose, so thank you. And yes, she did. In all her glory. She okay. So that happened in 2018, 2019. They had a son, so congratulations to them. And then this last couple.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saved them for last because I feel like there's like a... Remember when we did the Kiss of Cousins episode? They have so many like spiders from their relationship. And it's really more so from just one side. But the last relationship I want to talk about is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. So let's start here first. They started dating in 2012. But if you guys remember, in 2012, Kim Kardashian earlier that year was also on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, being married to Chris Humphries, and then her and whole five. Then her and Kanye started to date while she was divorcing Chris Humphries, and that was in 2012. And then 2013, they announced that they were pregnant with North. And then after North was born, Kanye proposed. They got married in 2013, and they've had three more children since then in 2019. So Kim Kardashian has been with the same guy over the last 7 years. However, her sisters have also had a very interesting decade. So when you think of Khloe Kardashian in the last decade, she was married to Lamar Odom. She dated James Harden. She dated French Montana. She had this craziness with Tristan. Had a baby. She has been trying to have a baby since she was with Lamar. And, you know, mm-hmm. like, I think for the things that he was going through and the stuff that he went through, I think God's timing is everything.
I mean, clearly she ain't got one by her child.
Y'all can take that how y'all want to, but I don't believe that that was the man that she was supposed to have a child with, which is... Right. So, boom,
dear
there.
God, I hope she should have never so even dealt with that young man, but Lord Jesus.
You know, she'll leave Tristan alone.
We all got
like
one
he got
them.
Some growing up to do, but don't know. Ever, but, you know, different strokes, we girl. Several. Everybody been stupid for somebody. Then you have Kylie. So Kylie has an interesting situation because Kylie's people she's dated has also kind of like spied it out. So at the beginning of 2010, when Kylie had a totally different face, she was dating Jaden Smith. So that was like kind of more around like her age, I guess. And then she started to date Tyga. And then, like, she dated Tyga, but mm-hmm. Tyga is also a Black China's baby daddy, and Black China also had a baby with
she
Kylie
ain't with him no more, but she was
in this decade as well. They have a child
I mean, not
together,
ASAP,
and
Travis
now
Scott.
Kylie is with ASAP. No, she's not with ASAP. Mm-hmm. She was with ASAP. No, not ASAP. That was Travis Scott. Kendall dated ASAP Rocky. Kylie was with Travis Scott, and they have also had a child together. Which name is Stormy, and Chloe's baby's name is Truth, which is ironic. And Kim Kardashian has also had another three children with Kanye, two through surrogate.
In Chicago.
With,
and Saint
the last
is my favorite
is
child
Tom,
on the internet.
North,
he's so cute.
Saint, and there's Chicago. So... their family has grown.
Oh,
over
they
the
have
years.
One.
God bless them.
I
think Brody
the show
has even had a
and,
kid. Maybe.
Brody and his wife were like playing
anymore.
Around with the idea of having
I think,
a kid.
Or maybe,
like she wanted
no,
a kid really bad, and he was kind of like, "I'm not ready for that." That's why I got excited when they said he had a kid. Oh dang, it could be.
Well, maybe it was his brother. Maybe it's the older one then. Somebody has had a baby, I believe. But yeah, so those are just some of the, of course, there's a lot of couples that have happened that I just did not feel the need to talk about. God bless Cardi and Offset, though. You know, like, I really like
girl,
Cardi.
That man ain't gonna never not cheat on her, and
she,
I don't know why she thinks
he
is. And so. The whole, he's not stupid enough to pull that again with the text message to the girl, and I'm thinking, why not? Like, why do y'all think he's not stupid enough to do that? Why do we think he's not stupid enough? Because he's stupid enough. I think most people are stupid enough to do such a thing. So I was just very confused.
All of a sudden,
like,
now his
what do you mean?
Broke?
She ain't that young. She is like 26. It's young,
I
but she ain't that, no. She,
Cardi young.
She
and,
turned 25 a couple again, years ago, I feel like. Or last year or something.
She's 24, I thought.
That's young, but, you know.
Maybe it was last year.
This is very
I don't know,
true.
But you know, I like Cardi. I mean, again, everybody's stupid for somebody. So.
I forgot about that,
but
and
that's
they're not even
that's
together
an
no
interesting
more.
Relationship. Toni Braxton and Birdman have finally came out about being
Here's
together.
One.
Went and got married.
Drake
and
has been in like 30
no
relationships in
the
past
told
the
whole world
10
that
years.
They were together. So
yeah,
yeah so if
him and Serena Williams okay. were together. He and. Brianna
and
were
Chloe
together for
Serena
a
Williams.
Little bit, like off and on, actually. There's somebody else he was rumored to have been dating at one point. It was somebody random. He did. It was somebody random where I was like, what? Lori Harvey?
And Drake had a
rumored
whole baby.
To be dating everybody
decade.
Within the last 1 year.
Trey
not
Songz
even 2 years.
Baby.
Everybody think, girl, and I kudos to you, girl. Play them all. Date whoever you want to and then drop them.
In the last 6 months.
And she keep telling y'all she don't want nothing to do with these
her
men.
Her and
Meg. Like, I'm
Meg
just cute and
last,
cute.
Like, 2 months,
mad.
They have, like, paired him with so many
And
people.
Lori, I feel like she actually is dating these men.
She's
and
like,
it don't matter to her that she can drop them and pick them back up whenever she wants to. Have you seen me is the question. I look good. Why would I tie myself to one
she
of these?
She does not care. She's
the
like,
main
listen,
ones y'all
you
talking
know,
about ain't no
please.
Good. Y'all want me to date one of Please.
Thank
I will
you.
Run through these men the same way they run through y'all. Kudos to you, Lori.
Girl.
Oh, Christ.
Ran through y'all, okay? T.I. And
no.
and Tiny has
I feel
also
like
had
their relationship is iconic enough to talk about.
See, I said
he is
I
actually trash, and I feel bad for anybody who's married to him. He really challenged. Is. Like, as a partner, he seems horrible.
It's only her. Yeah, it was.
And I some of the episodes of that show, I'd be like, cringing, girl, are you okay?
To watch the second part of Red Table Talk with them on there.
Girl, I don't even watch Family Hustle no more. When they started to go through the whole divorce process is when I stopped watching, because I was like, this is embarrassing.
No, he doesn't. Dinner,
like, for him. And then I feel like
that is the main thing that I think bad for what when I say done, he's trash,
he
that's what
feels
I
feels justified.
He's not remorseful. And it's not to say that he needs to be like,
I don't really care,
somewhere publicly kissing her feet all the time. But the point is, you have shown that you feel like it's okay for you to behave this way and that nobody should be checking you on that. And I'm like, not even your wife, the person you actually committed yourself to. Like, she can't say, I feel very hurt by this. He'll say something like, well, let's not dwell on the past and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, you are disgusting. Yes. And it's like,
or he says stuff like, well, you chose to be hurt by this. But you understand that there's actions
no way.
You took.
There's
that
no
put
way
in
I could be married to somebody like that.
Like,
there's no
like,
way that
nobody
I would
did anything to make you cheat on me.
Because
shut
for
up.
Me, getting cheated on is already disrespectful enough. But you being unremorseful about it and then telling me it's my fault, I'm there. Why would I continue a relationship with you? Because you're going to do it again. Like, you feel like you had reason enough to do it the first time. You're gonna feel like that again, and I'm not gonna be here for it. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know what the point of staying with somebody like that is. But, you know, it ain't my relationship, so go tiny, I guess.
Yeah, so. But that's it for the Rescue Me segment. If you guys could think, and I know that there are plenty more, but as you can see, just even in the few we've discussed, it can become a long conversation. But if you guys can think of anybody that you just want to name drop, and maybe we'll put a list together just to post on social media. You can definitely email us at SaveTheDateSOS@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram. Our Instagram is Save the Date Show, or you can send us a voice message either on Anchor or record on your phone.
And this is the last one since I did a hybrid digging
the
scene
segment for
Trend Watch segment. We're going on to lessons learned. I'm going to start with a question and it can just branch out from there. What are you not taking with you into the next decade as far as your relationship?
My man, potentially.
Oh my God. That's hilarious, actually. I'm sorry. That is very funny. And if you listen to the show, I apologize for being that weak. But that's hilarious. Woo!
But seriously, what I am choosing not to take into the next decade is the lack of accountability on parts that I play in my relationship, whether that be, I say accountability, and I'm also going to say acknowledgement. And the reason why I'm separating the two is because accountability of how I am treating my partner, roles that I may play in regards to friction, and just understanding that, like, if I'm feeling a way, there's a potential that my partner is too, and like knowing how to have that mirror up to myself. Just because, like, full transparency, some of the things that are happening right now, like, I feel like sometimes I react because I'm just an emotional person. I react out of emotion. And then when I sit down and process stuff, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, in the moment of me feeling somebody else is being selfish, and I do this in, I have potential to do this in not just intimate relationships, but like friendships too. I have a habit of when I am feeling some type of way, I become very selfish and I don't like look at the situation as a whole, but I just look at how I'm feeling. And because I'm trying to communicate how I'm feeling, sometimes I can negate the fact that other people are involved too. So accountability on that part, but also acknowledgement of like who I am to somebody at the same time. Like, I can acknowledge, I can hold myself accountable for my faults and still give myself credit and lift myself up in places where I've been something special to somebody and I've done things for the sake of them and I've been consistent in who I am to them, regardless of where our friction may have started. And I don't like try to minimize that for the sake of compromising. So
yes, Lord.
Those are things that I'm choosing
men in general. I'm done. I'm not taking you guys with me. You guys are being left in this decade. I don't want to hear anything else from any of you. I think overall, I would like to take. I have a tendency to overthink things that the answer is literally right there in front of my face. So I do all of this overthinking and stressing, and sometimes the answer is the opposite of what I think it is. Like, I will think something and it's not true, and I see that, but I have to spend the next 3 days thinking over all the reasons why I could be tripping and it is this, like this or whatever. So stressing myself out about people's intentions and what they tell me and how I feel about them, I'm not taking that with me because I don't feel like being stressed out again. I'm just going to take things at face value and let them play out, because every single time anything like that has happened, the truth always is revealed. I don't have to go nowhere to look for it. I don't have to go digging around on nobody's Instagram to look for nothing. It's always right there. Just what somebody is telling me, whether or not it's truth.
Right there.
And sometimes it's really just me having a feeling like this person is lying to me, and I know they are. And I think that's enough, and I need that to be enough for me to just trust myself, I guess, in those relationships, in those times before a relationship, because there are things that I'm not looking for, and I run into them a lot, and I make an excuse sometimes for some of the behaviors or whatever. And also, I don't want to take, and I say this all the time, but that whole, you're single, like, give them a chance. I'm not doing that in the next decade. I did a lot of that in this decade, dating someone because they're nice, dating someone because someone else suggested that I should, because they think we would make a good couple. If I'm not interested or if I'm not in a headspace to date, I'm not going to do it, because it ends up wasting a lot of people's time. You end up sending the signal or the impression that you are interested in somebody and people don't take hints. So then you have to explain to them, actually, I'm not interested. Because you can't just leave somebody hanging either. I don't do that. So just only dating people that I want to go on dates with, that I want to be interested in. And sometimes this person might be a great person and I just don't feel like dating right now. I don't have the time or I don't have the capacity to be worried about what they got going on. And not feeling bad about that. Because I will admit, being 30 and turning 30 has made me think about when people say things like, well, don't you ever want to settle down? Made me think about that a little more. Like, at first, I was not giving it any energy because, please be quiet. Like, I have whatever. Like, I can settle down whenever I want to. Mm-hmm. And that's still true. But I think me getting older made me listen a little bit more and think, well, am I missing out on something? And the answer is no. Because I talk to God all the time. And I know that I'm not going to... I know what God's voice sounds like. And I know that when it's time for me to really pay attention to somebody and take them seriously and do all of that, the signs will be there. I'll be able to hear the voice, whether it's like an actual voice or whether it's just me trusting my intuition again. I'm not going to miss out on whatever God has for me because I didn't want to date your nephew. Like, it's not that serious. So I'm just going to continue doing what I've been doing and trusting God in this process.
Say that.
That, you know... Either there's a person out there waiting for me to find them, or not waiting or whatever, just somebody that I'm going to find, or I'm going to fall in love a bunch of times in this lifetime. And whichever one, I'm fine. I want to just be fine with that and stand firm on that and not have to keep explaining that to people because it's annoying. So I don't want to take that with me into what's a lesson, just a general lesson.
Agreed.
Okay.
So I actually had four, but I'm not going to talk through them. I'm just going to say them. So the four, I would say strong lessons that I've learned in this last decade. Okay, I'm retarded. It's time for me to get off. The four, believe them the first time, like, period. No, just kind of what you said a second ago. Limit your access. And that's access that you're giving to people, whether that be previous people, future people, limited to what you're comfortable with. Hold yourself accountable for how you treat people. And then don't rush into situations just because of time.
I think the last thing that I say is probably my biggest lesson of the last decade is just I'm okay. And I don't have to feel bad for being okay. I don't have to feel like I'm doing something revolutionary for just being okay. Like, it's just, I'm fine. And in the times that I'm not fine, because everybody goes in and out of being fine with their singleness or whatever, most of the time I am okay. I'm not even just okay. I am enjoying this. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying the freedom that I have. Not to say that being in a relationship would mean I wouldn't have any freedom, but I would have to consider another person, whether that be a boyfriend, a husband, or some kids. Like, I don't have to think about anybody else really when I'm moving the way I'm moving. And I am not ashamed of feeling good about that. And there have been times where I have felt bad for feeling like, I just felt like that's really selfish. You should be doing better, whatever, whatever. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to enjoy who I am. And I'm not going to allow someone else's idea of the fact that, oh, you're such a good person, or you'll be a good partner. Why don't you settle down? Or why don't you like him? I'm not going to allow those things to get in my head and decide for me what I should be doing. So I'm just going to, my lesson is just to when you make up your mind about something and when you feel good about something, to just let that be and to enjoy feeling good about it and not allowing people to make you feel bad about something that really nobody is responsible for but yourself. And, you know, to keep doing that introspective work and to keep making yourself better and to keep being a good person so that at some point you might be able to be a good partner. Just to keep being happy. Like, my happiness and my stability are my goals right now. And if it comes to pass that someone else can join in on that and I can add to whatever it is they have going on too, like, I'm not opposed to that either. But I just really want to stand confident in the fact that I'm really good and I'm really just enjoying my time here. I am here for a good time. I don't know if it'll be a long time. So.
Say that. All right, well. That wraps up our last show of the decade and of this year. And I am excited to see what happens in 2020. I wish you all well. May God bless you in multiple ways. And like Imani said, especially if you feel that you do have that connection and that discernment, that you are able to listen to God's voice and walk in what he has in store for you, and know that what is for you is for you, and you will not miss out on anything that God has assigned to you specifically. Listen, now let me get into that sermon today, okay? We were talking about Simeon today, so I could. It'll learn you now. It'll learn you. Listen, go in that book. That book is good, okay? But I wish you guys all the best. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
Oh, I will be cutting up.
And all that good stuff, and you know, drink you some Pedialyte if you try to cut up for New Year's.
I got lessons to still learn. The Lord is not done with me yet.
I went to Dante's birthday,
and I'm going to cut. You don't even understand how bad I'm about to show out.
You like to go to Africa. Like, please cut a hole full.
It's about to be
and y'all know
different. I'm about to get on this.
So if you do not follow her, follow her on Instagram.
Like, y'all going to be like, wow, that's how you really decided to do it? And I'm going to be like, you a fool if you thought I wasn't going to cut up. Like, if you thought I was going to get over there and be like, hello, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Of course.
I'm standing on every couch available. I'll be doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing. And then some. Yes, and I did plan out my looks. They are packed already in my suitcase right now.
And more. Yes.
Hey.
I'm excited. Well, I am going into my last year of my 20s in February. So if you guys have any ideas of what I should do for my birthday, please feel free to share them, especially considering, I mean, well, we might be really does not know if she's single or not right now.
I'm single, so, but I've been had a Valentine's Day. But I don't know. I might not have one this year, this coming year.
Girl, we might. I mean, because, you know, like,
well, I'll come celebrate your birthday with you if we
I don't know if I'm going to have to go through, like, a sad period.
I mean, I'm
I don't know I don't what's know. To come right now. So, you know, if y'all got some
I'm
ideas,
in there.
I shall appreciate
I'm in you. There.
I really am thinking about just having, like, a rosé party at my house. Like, everybody just bring a bottle of rosé. That's kind of my thoughts. Like, listen, I'm about to host my first Christmas at my house, so which made me kind of decorate. So now that I actually have, like, a table, I'm like, I can't
ma'am,
entertain.
Why would
like,
you say that can't slide? You're talking about their party just
so
not invited. That's so
you can't slide, but it's okay. It's
but I feel you, though, because...
Because no. But yeah, so... I mean, if y'all have any ideas, definitely shoot them my way. If you're male, well, please stay on my inbox. Don't really care to entertain. Other than that, you know, I'm done. That's it for me.
Sure would.
I appreciate y'all. I hope y'all can leave us some reviews before the year.
I was
going to
say, also,
we would so appreciate that. Or any money y'all want to share.
We give you guys quality content.
So that seed, you know. I feel like we give y'all some good stuff, and y'all need to... Listen, sometimes you gotta plan it. You gotta sow like when it's good. It's like going to
I'm trying to light a candle. Ain't no I'm scared of fire. I don't know what I'm doing right now, but it's not working.
Let's start playing a little bit.
Okay, let me get my life together.
Stop.
I didn't even do the outro, but that wraps up this episode. It's the last episode of the year, last episode of the decade. Y'all know how to get in contact with us. We said it like 30 times. We love y'all. We're gonna see y'all next year. And this will be our We're going into our third year of podcasting, and it's going to be lit. And so we're going to try to be as innovative and, you know, fresh and entertaining as possible. Yeah. Help us continue to grow our audience. Tell your friends and family about our podcast. Yeah, do all that stuff. And we're going to have a good time next year. All right, guys.
Share it.
What I do?
Social media.
Oh yeah, so well I hadn't done it
and
either.
And
so
put
I was
me
just
on
saying,
blast,
like,
so
it,
I guess
it wasn't
to
a direct
face
attack.
More on our Instagram page. I learned how to braid my own hair, so now you know I'll be looking a fool so often. That's why, like, if you go to my Instagram, it's like, dang, Candace don't post as much. As
you do not look bad,
because Candace
girl.
Realized that she used to look a fool, and I used to wear like weave a lot, and like this whole like. Natural, like I be feeling like I be at work, like they really probably be like, Candace must don't make no money, bro. And that slick back ponytail that I kept wearing, I was like, bro, I seen it. I went to Queen and Slim. Why did we talk about that? Oh my gosh! Okay, that's why. We gonna have to say.
Yeah, I know. I've heard all the talks about it, and
like,
you know, watched some of the reviews and stuff.
Especially because it was literally a dating situation.
But I just haven't gotten a chance to actually go see it. So I done heard folks was in there crying.
My eyeballs sweated a little, so I mean, just prepare.
Oh my gosh!
And then there's a guy that I took a picture with from the movie. But I ain't post him because I don't think nobody liked that nigga.
Girl, I need to see my house before
but
I go
anyways,
crazy.
Anyways, we won't hold you guys any longer. Plus, I need to.
Oh, yeah, you definitely need to clean your house.
My mama coming, my sister coming,
okay,
and my
girl,
mama
well,
coming. I feel like
bye,
they just going to be looking for dirt.
See you next year. Oh, shit. Okay. Bye.
Going to be looking for dirt.
Oh, let me do it. Okay, bye.